This is Issues and Ideas on KCBX Public Radio for the Central Coast. I'm Lisa Osborne at WellnessTalkShow.com. Public speaking is right up there with spiders, heights, and deaths when it comes to common fears, but sharing your message can be a very empowering experience. So how can you feel a little bit more relaxed about it? My guest today, Nancy Siegel, a clinical hypnotherapist and best-selling author, is here to help you get over any anxiety you might have when it comes to public speaking. Hi, Nancy. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me, Lisa. It's a pleasure to be here.
So you were telling me that public speaking is the most, common fear?
It's the number one fear that is out there right now, and it's public speaking. And we all have feelings of anxiousness and inferiority complexes and self-consciousness, and that's one of the reasons why we tend to have a fear of public speaking. It also has to do with a fear of rejection, embarrassment, and making mistakes.
It'd be great to learn how to get over it. How do you help your clients to get over it? Do you need to hypnotize them in order to get them to relax?
I do, actually, because it is a subconscious thing that's going on. It's deeply embedded into our mind. Whatever triggers it, I don't know, but everybody's different. However, once I access the subconscious mind, I'm able to go in there and reprogram it so that you have a different reaction to that situation. And whether it's one person that you're speaking to, or if it's a small group, or if it's a group of hundreds of people, public speaking will bring out the worst in people. They get nervous, they start shaking, they sweat, and they stumble upon their words. And by accessing the subconscious mind, reprogramming it to be relaxed and have the mental calmness, it relieves all those symptoms.
Now, do you need to, you mentioned that you go back, you take your clients back. Do they need to be able to identify how they originally became scared of public speaking?
Not at all. In fact, I don't even waste my time doing that because it really doesn't matter. It's I'm able to help people just by doing, there's a technique called neuro-linguistic programming. And that type of technique is really effective. So what I do with the client is I'll have them remember a time, a really pleasant moment, and bring up those feelings, and they'll think of happy, joyous feelings. And then I'll take them to the time, say their public speaking and how they feel, how it makes them feel, where they find it in the body. And then I have them go back and forth with these feelings. And then eventually, I lock it in to those positive feelings. Hmm. And there it remains. So now when they try to think about public speaking, all that comes up are these positive feelings.
How many sessions does that take?
One.
That is incredible.
Mm-hmm. I've helped many people. I also do some direct suggestion as well, just to reinforce that. Because that's important, and along with that, there's some visualization, or depending on how the person associates and learns, whether it's through visual or hearing or kinesthetic, which is the hands-on by doing, depending on how they learn, I use the direct suggestions for that.
That's amazing. Now, can you walk our listeners through some tips that might make them a little more relaxed the next time they do some public speaking?
Sure. One of the best things to do is just to breathe.
I agree with you.
Take deep breaths, because a lot of times when we're in fear mode, it's the flight, fight, or freeze mode. And oftentimes with public speaking, we freeze. So to get the oxygen going back in our body, get it flowing, get some blood flow and oxygen to the brain, deep breaths, slow deep breaths will help tremendously. Also shaking it out physically, or even jumping up and down, just letting, imagining that nervous energy just going into the earth and or and away from you does wonders. Yeah. And then also some just some visualization, just closing the eyes and imagining yourself giving your speech and also doing it perfectly. And that in itself, and there's studies that show this, that people that use visualization with some self-hypnosis and just like calming themselves and visualizing it, besides practicing it physically, have a better achievement and an accomplishment to success than doing either one alone. So
those are a couple of really great tips. I'm in radio and in broadcasting. When I talk to students or up-and-coming radio on-air people, I say it's the breath. It's really getting into your belly breath and being able to ground and relax and then visualize it. So how many times do we need to visualize it from start to finish?
I would do it as often as possible just so that you recondition your mind to react that way. And I gave a presentation last night. Do I get a little bit of the jitters? Yeah, I view it as more of an excitement. That's another thing that you can do instead of having like, oh, I'm so nervous. It's like, I'm excited, and so I use that excitement to fuel my energy and be energetic on stage and come across to the audience. Yeah.
This is Lisa.fm Thrive at wellnesstalkshow.com. So you were mentioning the event that you did last night. It was at the Four Seasons in Santa Barbara. Tell me a little bit more about that. And are you going to be back out there again?
Oh, yeah. It was a wonderful event. It's called the Meditation Mondays, and it's hosted by the Four Seasons Biltmore, Santa Barbara. And what I did was a presentation. The first 15, 20 minutes was very educational. And I educate my audience on the mind and how it works and what happens during that time of meditation or hypnosis or visualization. And then we did a process, and I did it for stress management as well as self-esteem. And then we shared some experiences and questions and answers afterwards, and it was excellent. People really got a lot out of it, and they were very pleased. We'll be holding those every first Monday of the month, and we rotate presenters, so I'm not exactly sure when my next one will be, possibly August or September, and come out and join us.
Yeah, it sounds like a wonderful event, and it's no charge, isn't that right?
That's right. It's complimentary.
How can you beat that? I'm talking with Nancy Siegel, clinical hypnotherapist and best-selling author and corporate wellness speaker on Lisa.fm. And public speaking kind of combines stress management techniques and self-esteem, because when you do it right, you give a speech and it goes off well, it can really increase your self-esteem. So do you have any other ideas for how we could get into the right mindset for public speaking, or maybe even just reducing stress when we feel like we have a presentation to give?
Well, the interesting thing is when I work with clients and or groups of people, when I'm speaking to them, I do a process where they anchor with just putting their thumb and index finger together and taking a deep breath. And as they exhale, they say the word calm. And that word calm and putting the thumb and index finger together actually sends a message to the mind, the subconscious mind, and it instantly relaxes that person. And whether it's very subtle or whether it's profound, each time it may be different. However, it's very effective and great technique. I love to use it. Yeah.
That seems so simple, and it's a good, something you can do anywhere, in any situation.
Exactly. Anywhere, anytime. Nobody will know you're doing it.
Let's talk a little bit about the self-talk. So we say, tell ourselves calm, and we become calm. How damaging and destructive can some of the self-talk that we have if we're just letting our mind just ramble on its own?
Well, most people's thoughts are negative. even with the best intention. So that negativity weakens us. It weakens our immune system, as well as negative emotions. And those negative emotions, if they aren't released, they fester within us and they create diseases. So it's really important for everyone to make note of how they're talking to themselves. And our subconscious mind is like a 2-year-old child. It accepts everything as a reality. So it doesn't know the difference between right or wrong, good or bad, truth or lie. That's the job for the conscious mind. However, with the subconscious mind, you're dealing with a 2-year-old. So everything you're saying to yourself is to that 2-year-old child. So a phrase that my instructor always had said, if you wouldn't say it to a 2-year-old, don't say it to yourself.
That's wonderful advice. How can we stop it, though? Sometimes it just gets going before we even think about it. I guess, do we say, like, take that back, you know, when we start trying to train ourselves?
Be gentle with yourself and just, you know, stop and just say to yourself, now, how can I perceive this differently? Really, it's that simple.
And taking that back around to public speaking, we're getting ready to give a presentation or speak in front of a group of people. We could be looking out at the audience and our mind could be telling us, oh, they hate us. Oh, they're looking at me funny, or any array of ideas. So we really need to get positive before we do our public speaking.
Exactly. And viewing the audience as a friend, they're there to listen to you. They're there because they want your information or to hear your story. They're there for a reason. They want to hear you. So view them as a friend. And also, if it's a larger group, you can view them as one whole entity, as if you're talking to one person in front of you as a whole. It's a little bit trickier to do, but you can do it. And you just view them as one whole unit, as if you're speaking to a friend one-on-one.
I've never heard that before, but that makes sense, because then you don't need to worry about what everyone is doing. Just visualize the best of in that one person.
Exactly. Exactly.
This is Lisa.fm Thrive. I'm Lisa Osborne at WellnessTalkShow.com. I'm talking with clinical hypnotherapist Nancy Siegel about pain-free public speaking, because public speaking, whether you're in front of a huge audience or even just getting up at a networking group, can be a little bit unnerving. So you've given us some great information, Nancy, whether we're speaking in front of a huge group or giving a presentation at our office or even just talking to others at a networking group. Let's wrap up what we've learned today. You started with the power of the breath.
Yes, breathing deep is essential. And taking deep breaths, calming your mind, and letting that energy and oxygen flow throughout your body.
And then visualize.
Yes, and visualization is key for preparing. Because visualization, along with the preparation, you'll accomplish your goals even further and be much more relaxed while you're doing it.
I like that. I like the visualization tip, even beyond the public speaking, for anything that you want to accomplish and you want to go your way in life. And then we need to quiet that inner critic.
Yes. And so it's very, very important to be aware of your self-talk. And to allow yourself to let go of those negative feelings and emotions and thoughts and create positive new ones for yourself and just keep it positive.
And then when you get up to give your presentation, if it's for a larger group, to try to imagine speaking to a more narrow audience.
Yeah, whether it's a large group or one person, it doesn't matter. These are techniques for whatever situation you may be in.
And I really like that idea, because I hadn't heard that before, imagining that the audience is one entity versus 100 people in the audience or 10 or 20 people in the audience. Nancy Siegel, where could we find out more about you?
You can go to risingaboveit.com and connect with me there. You can find me on Facebook, and also feel free to email me or call me, and I'm happy to have a free consultation with you, as well as give you any advice or help along the way.
Great. Well, thank you so much for sharing your expertise with our audience here today. And you can also be connected up with Nancy at my website, wellnesstalkshow.com. I'm Lisa Osborne on Issues and Ideas on KCBX Public Radio for the Central Coast.